This is Inspiration 107.9 FM. Reminded this morning that the Bible lets us know that men ought to always pray and indeed faint not. As the psalmist said, I pray for you, you pray for me, and we'll watch God change things. Remember this morning that if your morning, afternoon, or evening is hemmed in prayer, it is less likely to unravel. Prayer is the oxygen for life. When is the last time you took a breath? As we get set to pray this morning, want to invite Minister Matthew. He's on the line, ladies and gentlemen, praying for the nation. And he's all the way from the Kingdom Discipleship Center. Great morning, sir. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, sir. I'm doing fine.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for praying for the nation this morning.
It is my pleasure. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we pause this morning just to give you thanks, just to give you praise, just to give you honor, and God, just to give you glory. We thank you, God, yet again, God, for another day in the land of the living, a day that we have never seen before and a day that we will never see again. Father, we pause, God, just to give you praise and to give you glory. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I decree and declare over this nation that freedom and liberty shall reign. God, I decree and I declare, God, that blessings and favor will be released for your people. Father God, I bind the forces of evil, God, that have been released against our nation, God. And I decree and I declare, God, that no harm or danger shall come nigh our dwelling. God, I cover the streets of the nation. God, I cover, God, the ports of entry. God, I cover, God, our government leaders. God, I cover our church leaders. God, I cover our educational institution under the blood even now in the name of Jesus. And God, I decree and I declare, God, that your glory shall be revealed in this nation in the name of Jesus. Father God, I plead the blood. I plead the blood even now, God, over this nation. You said in the word that blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. So, Father God, I plead the blood over this nation. God, from the isles of the sea, you shall get perfected praise and perfected worship. And so, God, from the island nation called the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, may you get perfected praise and perfected worship in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, against traffic accidents and sudden death. I pray against murder, God, and retaliations. And God, I decree and declare under the power of the Holy Ghost that you will move in this nation today in the name of Jesus. God, as Parliament meets, God, begin to move in the name of Jesus, Father God. As our Prime Minister goes into his office this morning, God, move in the name of Jesus. God, hallelujah. As the U.S. Vice President, God, makes land, God, in our nation, God, today, God, plead the blood over her. As she traverses the streets of our nation, God, I pray that the blood will be applied to her even now in the name of Jesus. God, cover our airways, God. Hallelujah, God, cover the air, God, over this nation in the name of Jesus, Father. And we thank you for what you've done and what you are about to do, Father. Hallelujah, God, for we shall lift up our heads, God, to the hills from whence cometh our help, God. For our help comes from you, who are the author and the finisher of our faith. And we thank you this morning, God, for blessing us. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for sustaining us. And now, Satan, we serve you. Notice this morning, every plan, plot, and scheme you've set on assignment for our nation, we serve you. Notice now, every plan and every plot will be turned back to sender. Only the counsel of the Lord shall stand concerning this nation. As we walk in the 50 years, we plead the blood. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. Even now, in the name of Jesus, from Grand Bahama to Inagua, we plead the blood. And we make this atmosphere conducive for the glory of the Lord to be revealed. God, we thank you. We thank you. Like good children would, God, we say thank you. And God, I declare your word that says, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted at the everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord God, strong and mighty. And now unto him, who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly, of what we can actually or even imagine according to your power. We thank you. Now may the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. We thank you. We praise you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And amen. Wow, powerful prayer this morning, sir. Thank you so much for joining us this morning and praying for the nation. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Me, and of course, we had the one and only Minister Matthew joining us on the line this morning, Kingdom Discipleship Center, praying for the nation this morning. We're coming back in just a bit, ladies and gentlemen, as we get ready